Rising healthcare costs, high deductible health plans, provider ratings, patient portals, retail health, telehealth, mobile health, and the list can go on and on when it comes to how healthcare continues to change. And as our population ages, how we take care of ourselves and how medical institutions look at how to deliver the best possible healthcare, all of that matters. Here today to talk about the changing face of healthcare is Dr. David Pate. He is the CEO of St. Luke's Health System. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
I would like to start with the simple question of, you know, when we think of healthcare back 20, 30 years ago, it was you got sick, you went to the doctor, you did what the doctor said. It's changed dramatically, and it is continuing to evolve. Tell me about that idea now of taking care of the patient truly before they get sick.
Right. Well, things have changed a great deal. And part of this is that healthcare has just become so expensive that it has to change. And there has to be more value. But right now, there's a big focus on preventative care. How can we keep people from getting sick? Because when they get sick, it's too expensive. And a lot of people have trouble affording health care, so we've got to do better. It's been overdue.
So when you talk about the expense of that, I mean, some people have health insurance, some people do not.
Right.
And you're not going to deny someone care.
No.
So when they cannot pay, we all pick up the cost of that.
You do. That's exactly right. And that's why we've got to address this issue of people having insurance coverage, because you're exactly right. When people don't, everybody else pays for it. And it's already so expensive. It's just making care more expensive for everybody else.
And has there been a change? You know, we hear that term, the silver wave, right? These baby boomers who are aging, but a lot of them are healthy. Mm-hmm. But it's a large generation. Has that generation caused the conversation to be about how do we help people age, but age in a way that they're not sick?
Yes. Now that life expectancy is a lot, you know, you think back when I was born, what life expectancy was compared to what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've added even Social Security. It was premised on the fact that you weren't going to live long enough to use it for very long. But that's not true today. People are living longer. And so they also want to be healthier. And we want to try to help them be healthier. And it's important that we help them be healthier, because if you look at the Medicare Trust Fund, right now it's slated to be insolvent in 2026. That is, we're not going to have enough money to continue paying Medicare if we don't do something differently, or the economy doesn't change. Something has to change. But you've got a lot more people entering into Medicare now this silver wave that you've talked about. And the problem is we don't have as many people entering into the workforce to be able to pay for it. So it's going to be a big stress on the healthcare system and the economy, and we've got to find ways to help seniors be healthier.
And how do hospitals make money? And what I mean by this is that, you know, there used to be this idea of, well, hospitals make money because they bill the insurance companies, they get paid by the insurance companies. So the more tests you do, the more surgeries you do, you know, you're making money. But now with healthcare changing, where it's about let's try to not have as many surgeries,
yeah,
let's not try to do that. How does that affect a hospital's bottom line?
Well, tremendously. So what you were describing as the historical model, fee for service, we provide a service, we get paid for it. So if you came into the hospital, you would get bills from your doctor, you would get bills from the hospital, you'd get bills for procedures. That's fee for service. Where things are going and where we believe they need to go if we're going to control healthcare spending is, instead of us getting paid for everything we do, we need to get paid for taking the accountability for your health and the cost of your care. So that's what St. Luke's has been leading a change in doing. And in fact, to show you how recent, mm-hmm, this is, and we're out ahead, in 2016, almost all of our business was this fee-for-service, bill you for the services, mm-hmm, provided. In 2017, 34% of our business now is in this new value business where we get paid for taking accountability for your health and your outcomes instead of getting paid for everything that we do. So it's changing and it needs to change. And we think that this way we are going to help people stay healthier because it's in our best interest now to help keep you healthier so you don't need expensive health care.
I'm speaking with Dr. David Pate. He is the CEO of St. Luke's Health System. We're discussing the changing face of healthcare. If you have questions or comments, this is the time to send them in to us. You can email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu or tweet us at KBSX915. We will try to get to your questions if we can. And Dr. Pate, when you talk about that healthcare accountability, There is something that I read one time, and it is this idea of when you make a healthier city, when you make a healthier community, people are healthier.
Yes.
And that is not just put on a healthcare system. That
No.
has to be a city leaders, community groups coming together and saying, you know what, we need more sidewalks. We need more bicycle access. We need kids to be able to walk to school safely. How does that play into this whole model when we talk about the changing face of healthcare and people being proactive about their health?
Well, you've hit on a very important point. And what you're describing is what we refer to as social determinants of health. And that is if you look at the health of a community, then frankly it's humbling. What role St. Luke's or St. Al's has is 10% is what we contribute to the community's health. The other 90% is these social determinants of health. It's just as you said, do people have access to healthy communities? Do they have education? Because the more educated you are, the better your health. Are they living in poverty? Are they in a crime area? All these different factors that impact health that really a healthcare provider like St. Luke's has very little control over. So we can certainly do our part, but it's just as you said, to really address the health of a community, and if we're really going to get healthcare costs down, these are social problems that are going to have to be dealt with by the cities, other nonprofits, the government, all of us working together to be able to make an impact.
And with these social determinants, I mean, you can look as closely at to neighborhoods. And
yes.
What I mean by that is let's take just the Treasure Valley. I mean, there are pockets of Boise that are healthier than other pockets of
That's
Boise.
That's exactly right.
There are pockets of Nampa, Caldwell that are healthier than other pockets. And when you look at that, even though you have 10% of how health is controlled, how can St. Luke's and St. Al's be a part of that conversation, though, when it comes to going to a city government saying, you need to put more sidewalks in?
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right. In fact, one of my friends famously said, your zip code determines your health more than your DNA code.
Absolutely.
And so what our role is to participate in community health. So we fund St. Al's, St. Luke's. We both fund a lot of community efforts and community organizations that are trying to improve health. We also advocate. And so we go to the legislature, we go to city officials, and we push for these things. So we work with other nonprofits. And so we've built tracks at schools that didn't have tracks so they could work. And it's just a lot of those kind of efforts that are needed.
So what has been working and what still can be done?
You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of things that have been working. So this, for example, our Fit One, we've really put an emphasis on families getting out and exercising together. We've got a program called Healthy You, where we address childhood obesity. And the way you do that is you don't focus on the child, you focus on the whole family, and you teach them new ways. That's working. I was told about a program that we have in Wood River where we were identifying people that were coming into the hospital that were having financial challenges, and we helped them with getting their medications. That's working. There's actually hundreds of things that are working. It's a matter of how can we afford to do this for everyone. And one of the things we do at St. Luke's is we're really stepping up our commitment to community health, and we're looking for those bright spots. What has worked in other parts of the country that have made a difference, and what can we replicate here in Idaho?
And what can we do better? What can, I mean, as a community, but as a health system, both St. Luke's, St. Al's, because you do a lot for the community.
We do.
However, there are other things that can still be done, especially when it comes to cost.
Well, you know, the first thing I would say is if there was one thing that I could do to make our communities healthier, which would bring down healthcare costs, is promote education. If we could get more people to go on to post high school education, what you would do is you would increase incomes. You would address poverty, you would address education, and all of those things correlate directly with the health of a community. So that's where I would put my focus is education. But at the same time, we as health systems are also trying to look at things like how can we make care when it is needed less costly. And so we're looking at all kinds of things. You know, how do we take expenses out of our own organizations? How can we coordinate care better so that there's less wasteful care, duplicative care? How can we manage pharmaceutical costs, which are one of the fastest rising costs? So it takes all of these things.
And it's interesting because I think at the end of the day, people sometimes want to put everything in a box.
Yes.
Like it's, you know, health systems need to bring the cost down,
right,
or, you know, people need to be healthier, so walk more. But the more conversations we have on this program, you see that everything is so interconnected.
It is.
And as you said, education is key, and we've heard that over and over. So I want to thank you for coming in today. Our
thank
time
you.
Is up, but thank you so much for spending some time with us and talking about this.
My pleasure.
My guest today has been Dr. David Pate, CEO of St. Luke's Health System, discussing the changing face of healthcare. Again, thank you so much for joining me.